The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Let's get ready to rumble!
When was the last time we recorded?
Last Friday.
So we're doing good. It's Friday. It's a week.
I know. Can you believe it? It's not just Friday.
It's, or as Big Fatty would say, Black Friday.
No, there's been this Walmart commercial running.
It's not Walmart.
It is Walmart.
It's Target.
No, it's Walmart because I paid attention last time.
Okay.
But anyway, we're the woman that's a legend for Black Friday, and the other two women are talking about it, and they're like, she even named her kid Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that is Walmart. I thought you were talking about the crazy Target lady. Mm-mm.
So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he had a nice holiday with all of the fixings.
I'm sure he did.
And all the bacon he could eat.
I'm sure he had some pig.
I'm sure he had some fisting festivals after, too. Oh, I miss Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1786 of the BFO for Black Friday, the 28th of November, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more voice letters to play, and who knows what else. Yes, Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
Leftovers, Big Fatty, that's what we all are today. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well. Y'all, believe it or not, it is for right. And all is right with the world, with the return of Squeaky Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just unbelievable how lovely it is. Yes, okay, all right, y'all go over there in the corner. And yes, Big Fatty, we're over here in the corner. Anyway, y'all, just a couple of updates. You know, as I'm recording this, I'm still at the Horror Hotel because, you know, I had to pre-record all of this week and then Monday of next week as well. And y'all, I've got a little bit of an update for you as I've been recording this afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Y'all, I'm sitting here recording, and I'm looking out the window, and y'all, here comes Snake. Here comes Snake, and, you know, he said he was going to come by on Sunday evening, and y'all, he comes up, and so I go over and I open the door and wave, and he comes over, and y'all, the next thing you know, we're yes, Big Freddy, it was humpity bumpity, it's true. And he says, it was halftime of the sports ball game, and so I thought I'd come and get a preview of what I'm going to enjoy tonight. And Big Freddy, you never cease to amaze all of us. It's true, I never cease to amaze myself as well. But anyway, Snake's been by twice now with a promise to come by a third time. And I got to say, for a Sunday afternoon with it raining, there's some movement. Big Freddy, is that about your colon? No, it is not about my colon. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty owes an apology for missing a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Spanksgiving. But y'all, we've got another one today for right day. Big Fatty, someone was born on Black Friday? Well, I don't know if it was Black Friday when they were born, but y'all, today, the 28th of November, y'all, you know him as, you know him as number two. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, it's not vulgar at all. Y'all, it is Rob 2 of the Robs up there in the Illinois. Big Fatty, we love the Robs, it's true. And then yesterday on Spanksgiving, y'all, it was that Drew Ray G, who had a celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, with the return of Squeaky Kitty and everything, everything was just so discombobulated. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a day of thanks, that's for sure. Anyway, and y'all, quite frankly, Sunday has been a day of thanks with Snake coming up. Big Fatty, Big Freddy with Squeaky Kitty and I would both like to say to Drew Ray G and to Rob too that we hope you have a very, very special, you say it, Squeaky Kitty, cake. Oh, say it again, Squeaky Kitty. Cake. 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 Big Freddy, Squeaky Kitty's got to get back in the routine.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Moose. You wanted us to share some Thanksgiving experiences. Well, this is sort of that way. It was actually an experience my father relayed to us at the breakfast table the morning after Thanksgiving. But the story starts on Thanksgiving. My mother used to really be the entertainer of the family. She would have all of her sisters, brothers, parents, aunts, uncles, whatever, there at our house for Thanksgiving dinner. Well, we had a great aunt that was my grandmother's sister. My great aunt's name was Josephine. Now, Josephine was an old spinster lady who I always thought she was 100 when I was a kid. She was ancient. Well, Josephine couldn't drive worth a damn, even in the daytime, and heaven forbid she got on the road at night. So when she came over, we usually expected her to spend the night in our spare bedroom. Well, Josephine had Thanksgiving lunch with us, along with her sister and my grandfather and all the other people. There wasn't a whole lot of food left. My mother had a big spread, but Lord have mercy, those people could eat. Speaking of eating, Josephine could. I saw Josephine put away half a pan of biscuits after eating her entree and while waiting for her dessert. So she had an appetite, too. Well, everybody left and everybody late that night went to bed, including Josephine, and all was quiet in the house. But now my father, it was an insomniac. He never slept at night. He would wake up after a, maybe an hour and a half every 2 hours or so. And about midnight, Thanksgiving night, he woke up and decided, well, I'm a little peckish. He went into the kitchen to raid the refrigerator. But now, one thing I forgot to mention was my father always, always slept naked. Now, he didn't really mind walking around the house without his pants on in front of the family. So he just got out of bed, walked into the kitchen, and started rummaging through the refrigerator. While he was in there, he spotted just a little bit of turkey left, and it was just enough to make himself a sandwich. Well, he got out the turkey, put it on the kitchen counter, got out the mayo, rummaged through, found some lettuce, was looking for tomatoes, but couldn't find any. Anyway, he had all of his sandwich-making supplies on the counter and was just reaching for the bread when he heard some rustling in the living room right beside the kitchen. Now, he knew his wife was a sound sleeper. There's no way on earth she'd be up. And he also knew that none of the kids would be awake at that hour. So he knew it had to be only one other person. That was Josephine. Now, like I said, my dad slept naked, and he was standing there at the kitchen counter in the buff. So he ducked out of the kitchen and into the laundry room, hoping to find a little something to put on. But I mentioned earlier that my grandmother had been there. That was my mother's mother. And my mother got up early on Thanksgiving Day, made sure all the laundry was done and put away so that she wouldn't have to listen to her mother bitch. Anywho, the only thing my father found in the laundry room was a box of Tide and a bottle of Clorox. Now, Joseph, he heard the person leave the living room and go into the kitchen, and he stuck his head around when he heard the refrigerator door open. And sure enough, he saw Josephine rummaging through the refrigerator looking for something to munch. Well, she didn't find a whole lot in the refrigerator, but she did, after closing the refrigerator door, spot the turkey, the mayo, and the lettuce, and the Wonder Bread sitting on the kitchen counter. Well, she just couldn't pass it up. She made a big old turkey sandwich, stood there at the counter, and chowed down, leaving my dad hiding in the laundry room right beside, hearing her munch on his sandwich. Well, after he hid for a long time, she finally decided to go back to bed, and poor dad could not find anything else that would satisfy his appetite that night. Well, he relayed the story to us all at the breakfast table the next morning, right in there in front of Josephine, too. And he didn't make a big deal out of the sandwich, but I don't ever remember Josephine spending the night anymore. Just thought I'd share.
Dear Gussie, Moose P, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, it just happens that the story was relayed on Black Friday, which is Big Fatty, which is today, yes. Y'all, I hear Josephine, and I only think of Josephine the plumber. Big Fatty, that's because you're old. It's true. Y'all, we've got another call now. And y'all, now that we are past Thanksgiving, y'all, it is officially winter. So we've got a weather report. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, it's Nort. Hello, Big Fatty. Well, you asked for a snow report. Sorry about the rather perverse-sounding heavy breathing in the call, but I've just taken delivery of a king-size IKEA bed, and me and one other poor bugger have had to hike it up 3 flights of stairs. Mattress, base, everything. Anyway, enough of that. Marriage things, setting up house and whatnot. Actually, you'll be doing some house setting up soon by the sounds of it. Anywho, the snow. Yeah. First couple days of heavy snow, well, I think it's heavy, but to the local lifelong Michiganers, it's nothing. So we've got to see about what's going to happen. But we've gotten about 6 inches now, and I've always maintained that you should never complain about 6 inches. God, that was terrible. I apologize. But we keep having blizzards. Right now, there's just a slight drift, and you can guarantee in another half an hour, there's going to be some kind of blizzard. You'll be able to hardly see in front of your face. Then, of course, let me see. It's already 10 to 4 in the afternoon, so in another hour, it's going to be fucking dark. Sorry, pardon my language. It's going to be gunting dark. Not listened to the last show yet. Been kind of busy. Should have had it on in the background, really. It might have made the work go a bit easier. But I reiterate, over the weekend, damn. We're like shagging it up with Big Fatty. Good grief. Like I said, what are we putting in the water down in Carolina at the minute? Damn. Anywho, I'm going to have a cup of tea, sit down for 20 minutes, and then I'm going to make a start on building this bed, because IKEA don't do it for you. Anyway, you take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Love you. Love Poodle. Love the kitty. Love everyone. Bye-bye.
Y'all, though. Oh. Y'all, that, of course, is not husband of the blushing bride, Tara, up there in the Michigan. And first of all, not thank you so much. Y'all not called during the polar vortex last week. And it's interesting because I was wondering if the weather in Michigan was similar to that of the weather up there in Nottingham, Big Fatty. I agree with you. 6 inches is never a bad thing, Big Fatty. Just leave it to the straight man to come up with the one-liners. It's true. Thank you for calling, Nott. And remember that IKEA is a four-letter word. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, now y'all, whether you like it or not, I know there's some of you that don't care for the crema, but y'all, I know that there's even more that think the whole crema starts a lot earlier than it should, and to some extent I agree with you on that, but y'all, I'm sorry, for right day, you can't bitch about the crema. That's all I gotta say. Oh, well, you can, but nobody's going to listen to you because, y'all, it is the time. It is the time and the season to get in the spirit. And y'all, crema can be what you want it to be. It doesn't have to be all about giving and gifts and spending lots of money or anything like that. But y'all, just make it a joyful season and do your part to make the world a little bit nicer, I guess. Let that be your meaning of crema. By the way, I saw Terminally Single Tim has already gotten his crema card addressed to Big Fatty. And y'all, I got notice before I left Charleston that the BFO crema cards had already shipped. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Big Fatty is going to be decorating for Grandma over at the Hats this weekend. And y'all, that always puts Big Fatty in a good mood. So I hope you'll be in a good mood this weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, probably some voices you don't recognize. It's kids from No Why Hangers. Big Fatty, I thought they pod faded. They did, but they're the only clip I had that mentioned for right day. And y'all, that of course is JC Marple and Kaba. And Kaba, what makes you think of the holidays?
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, that big fat thing, him in his red suit.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.